Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Stay Up Podcast. My name is Jim Dacian. I'm author of the book Stay Up, Los Angeles Street Art. And with me today, I have Jonathan Mooney, who is the co-founder of Streetcraft LA. How you doing, Jonathan?
Oh, I'm well, Jim. Thanks for having me, brother.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming. So maybe we could start with what Streetcraft LA is for listeners, and then we'll move into a little bit about your background, how you founded or co-founded this nonprofit.
Yeah, man. So Streetcraft LA is a social venture that looks to empower and support current active street artists in becoming creative economy entrepreneurs, helping them develop a product line grounded in their aesthetic, helping them develop a small business or micro venture strategy around their core creativity. Any way that we can imagine to help them get paid with the talent that they have.
Mm-hmm. So how did this start, Jonathan? I mean, it's something that we've seen. There's a model for it out there with various artists. How did it begin with you?
Well, you know, it began with me for very, you know, very, very, very personal reasons. I know we're on radio, so folks can't see me, but I'm a white dude with Harry Potter glasses. You know, like I'm not a dude who sort of originated and came from the street art culture, though I've always been an admirer of that and a fan, frankly. But I really entered this from a sort of social justice perspective. I do a lot of work and have built my career on trying to help young folks from disadvantaged backgrounds sort of create a path forward in their life. And I've been involved in a lot of different projects, and one of my projects brought me into the world of a young man named Juan. And Juan had a sort of a checkered past. He was arrested when he was 15 for running a pretty significant narcotics ring in South LA. And he went to jail, and he served his time, and he got out, and he came into my world through this program I was running, and it was supposed to help him think about how does he create a positive future for himself. And he came to the meeting, and he said, look, you know, I'm dumb, man. I got no skills. I got no talents, and I don't know what I can do with my life. And, you know, I looked at him, and he had his portfolio of street art, and I said, look, man, 25-person drug ring, you're an entrepreneur, you know? Like, there are talents there. Like, look, we got to get you a different product, but, you know, right there, brother, are talents that you can use to change your life. And so I started working with Juan in a really sort of informal way, you know, helping him figure out how he can take his street art, his aesthetic, and really launch a life with that. And that was the origins of Streetcraft LA, and that's what it's all about.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when you're really making a difference in the community, and so and you can see it, you know, when people's lives change like that. So that's pretty fantastic. So give me some examples in terms of some of the youth that have come through since you founded Streetcraft LA.
Yeah, let me tell you just a little bit about the process that we embark on to try to incubate these amazing creative entrepreneurs. And all of this is really done, and I can't emphasize this enough, it's really done with the deep respect for the creative capacity of youth involved in that culture. And look, I think we have to be honest that sometimes that creative capacity is being misapplied, you know, and unfortunately we're living in a sort of a regulatory culture that pathologizes and criminalizes that creative capacity. But there is so much positive going on, and not just from an aesthetic perspective. There is vibrant creativity that we as a world need, entrepreneurs in training out there right now. And I'm just so passionate about that idea. So the way that we try to sort of reapply the creative capacity, that's how we talk about it, is we do three things. First of all, we run a training program that engages young emerging street artists. We don't really have an age demographic per se. We take talent wherever we find talent. And we help them understand and engage with some of the aesthetic traditions behind street art, both traditional sort of street art graffiti culture, graph culture, writers, but also mm-hmm. the sort of blurred line between fine art, you know, the looking at mm-hmm. Basquiat and folks like that, right? So we help them kind of make this shift and see themselves as artists, right, which we really believe deeply.
Okay.
Second, mm-hmm. we hire them in a retail store and apparel brand that we have created, which goes by the label Streetcraft LA. And we do this, these folks get paid, so that they can learn how to run a small business. So we actually have a retail store in Wilmington, which is right off the harbor, and it features all of the collaboratively designed products that our young folks develop. And these young folks learn how to run a business. They learn how to do inventory. They learn how to do project design. They learn how to do marketing and promotion. They get immersed in a business culture. And then lastly, the third component of this is we help them launch their own small business. So they get access to business planning, professional mentorship, and then ultimately startup capital. So a young person can develop a clothing brand or develop a creative service like marketing and promotion or any sort of creative economy microventure you can imagine, we help incubate. And so that's a sort of mm-hmm. three-step process that we really go on. And right now we have a collection of 12 artists who have gone through that process, and that's a rigorous process. It's about 18 months, 2 years, to be frank with you. And mm-hmm. All of them are in the final stage of incubating their lines. They're featured prominently in our retail store in Wilmington, and then they'll also be mm-hmm. featured in our Main Street Santa Monica pop-up that's happening for the next 2 months.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the products online just in the Etsy shop.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And they're really of high quality, and you can see the appeal that they would have, everything from skateboards, hats, T-shirts, backpacks. So, it's streetwear, it's clothing, and it seems to be geared for a younger aesthetic overall. Is that pretty consistent?
Yeah, it's very consistent. You know, we think of our Streetcraft product line, as you said, as sort of apparel, accessories, and then there's another emerging component, which I think you have to dig a little bit deeper into Etsy, which we're really proud of, is also this emerging sort of home furnishing line. So we have mm-hmm. A series of Streetcraft light benches, which are designed to be used in anyone's home as a seating option, but are illuminated internally, and it's illuminating the aesthetic of our individual partner artists. We have a table, like a dining room table line coming out that's actually really cool. It's being fabricated. We have a graft yard. We have a 10,000-foot building in Wilmington that hosts our store, our training, and our production, and we have a graft yard there. And we have rotating panels that we take down, so our tables are going to be made from the panels that we take down. So a sort of collaborative effort of all the different artists, known, unknown, hex, kid 13 years old, who's been down there bombing. Mm. So it's going to be really cool. So we really do think of this as, you know, not just a sort of traditional sort of youth-centric apparel line, which we believe in and we are going to push forward, but we're also thinking of this mm-hmm. of how do we bring and create a marketplace for this aesthetic and this look for, you know, folks who are just interested in contemporary art, folks who are interested in cutting-edge art that's happening in Los Angeles. Because I think, as we all know, you know, to marginalize this as street art, as sort of just for this sort of population, is really a disservice to what is an indigenous art form, which is something that we should celebrate, and it should be in the homes of kids in South LA, but it should be in the living rooms of folks in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I agree. I can see how it would take off, and it seems as though you've received some good press already. How has the reaction been then from the community as you've spread the word?
You know, it's been phenomenal, man. And you know, I keep going back to this idea of creative capacity. And one of the things that we miss as a culture, and I mean not as a street art culture, but as a society, is that young folks don't have avenues for this creative capacity, right? Art programs are cut in every school, you know what I mean? I mean, as schools become these sort of bastions of standardized learning, all of the creative avenues are gone, you know, are gone. Mm-hmm. And this creativity is going to find its way out. It's either going to find its way out in in productive ways that help young person move forward in their life, or it's going to find its application on the side of some dude's building, right? So for me, it's not a question of whether this will exist. It's a question of how do we channel it, and how do we partner with it? You know, we're a nonprofit entity, a low profit entity. What that means is essentially, you know, anything that we make, we're funneling right back into our business, and we're looking to be a platform, looking to be a catalyst to help these amazing artists who don't have access to a marketplace, who don't have business planning, don't have startup capital. We want to do that. So we're not out here sort of like making money for ourselves. Our job is to get emerging young folks engaged in this culture. Our job is to help them get paid in a legal and proper way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that. I mean, just the setup in general of a nonprofit and getting off the ground is expensive. And having worked in a few museums along the way and art centers, I know that the revenue that comes in from the type of work you're doing can only cover so much. So are you fundraising? I mean, how did you get this off the ground then?
Yeah, you know, we were really grateful and blessed to be incubated by a long-standing nonprofit organization here in Los Angeles called the South Bay Center for Community Development. It focuses primarily on the South Bay of LA. We were incubated by them and supported in some startup funding from them and have a synergistic mission, because a part of their mission is finding employment for folks who need jobs. And so we were a strategy for them. We're actively and aggressively pursuing all philanthropic and public sector funding opportunities. Folks who are interested in helping us out, we're actively seeking and taking donations of any size, 50 cents, $1, $5, you know. And then we have our retail strategy. I also do want to let folks know that just last Wednesday, StreetCraft LA participated in something called LA Social Venture Partners. They do a citywide event called the Fast Pitch. And over 150 innovative nonprofits compete to be a part of the Fast Pitch. And StreetCraft LA last Wednesday won the Annenberg Audience Award, which is essentially voted for by the audience at the Sabane Theater on Wilshire and La Cienega. So we just got a great endorsement, really was selected as one of the most innovative nonprofits working in LA as a result of that. So, we're hustling. We're just like the young folks out there who were trying to help create a life, we're hustling right along with them.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely fantastic, and I see no problem and no qualms about anything you're doing. It seems as though it's just a fantastic organization and really meant to better serve the youth in our community and through the thing they love. I mean, there's nothing better than doing what you love each day and seeing that that's possible. So, Jonathan, it seems like you're doing a fantastic job about that. Is there anything else folks should know about StreetCraft LA that we maybe haven't mentioned?
You know, one of the things that we're just so excited about coming up is, I mentioned briefly, we have a bricks and mortar retail store in Wilmington, www.streetcraftla.com. We'll get you there. Come check it out, our address. But what we're so excited about, Jim, man, and I'd love you to be my guest down here, we are doing a pop-up store on Main Street, Santa Monica. But what is so rad about this, dude, what's so rad is we are doing a pop-up store in the old Zephyr Surf Shop, man, which was the epicenter of Dogtown, right? And the whole creation of sort of skate culture, not just in L.A., not just in California, but really, you know, globally, right? So we are we cannot believe it, man. We are doing a pop-up store starting next week, running for probably a month. In the old Zephyr Surf Shop on Main and Bay on Main Street, Santa Monica. And I'll be there. All of our artists will be there. Their products will be there. We'll be having an open night party. And we invite all listeners and you personally, Jim, to come and spend some time with us. It's just, it couldn't be a cooler thing for us to be in that space and to have our artists sort of participating in what is a long, important cultural tradition.
Yeah, well, congratulations. I'll definitely be there and very excited for you. So thank you, Jonathan, for joining us today. It's super.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for
yeah, no problem. Yeah, so it's streetcraftla.com, and be sure to follow Jonathan with Streetcraft LA on Facebook as well, correct? Is there any other
Twitter.
Venues?
Yeah,
Facebook and Twitter, fantastic.
Yep.
Super, and so you can find all about Streetcraft LA and the things that are going on. So thanks so much. I appreciate it. So for folks who are interested in future interviews and in the upcoming weeks, be sure to visit our Facebook page for Stay Up Los Angeles Street Art. But until next time, thank you so much for listening.